Good morning. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon young diplomats to build strong grassroots level engagement in the countries of posting and deepen India's connection with local communities. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval to hold special representatives talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on India-China boundary issue in Beijing today. UPI completes 10 years of digital payments revolution, clocks nearly 13,000-fold rise in transaction volume. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to be on an official visit to Canada and United States beginning today. And immense cricket centuries by Dhruv Jurel and Devdutt Padikkal gave India command over Sri Lanka in the second and final test in Colombo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon young diplomats to build strong grassroots level engagement in the countries of posting and deepen India's connection with local communities. Interacting with the officer trainees of the 2025 batch of Indian Foreign Service, IFS, at Seva Tirth, Mr. Modi encouraged the officer trainees to expand the networks beyond traditional diplomatic circles and deepen engagement with the people. We have more from a correspondent.
Mr. Modi encouraged the officer trainees to combine India's civilizational strength with technology, innovation and effective communication to further strengthen India's global engagement. The Prime Minister also called upon the officer trainees to serve as catalytic agent for countries' economic engagement with the world. He also emphasized the importance of strengthening the digital presence of Indian missions. Mr. Modi urged the officer trainees to work towards making India a more attractive global tourism destination by showcasing its civilizational, cultural and geographical strength. He suggested leveraging the Bharat Ko Jaane Know India quiz to generate greater interest in India among young people across the world and encourage the use of AI and gaming to make such initiatives more engaging. The group comprised 50 IFS officer trainees who come from different states and union territories across the country. With Anupam Mishra, Shivang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will hold 25th round of special representatives talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on India-China boundary issue in Beijing today. We have a report.
The two leaders will have an in-depth discussion on the boundary question as well as other bilateral, regional and international issues. Mr. Doval will also call on China's Vice President Han Zheng during the visit. The National Security Advisor arrived in Beijing yesterday on a two-day visit to China. Ahead of the Doval-Wang talks, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reiterated that peace and tranquility along the border areas are a prerequisite for good relations with China. Both Mr. Doval and Mr. Wang are the designated representatives for the boundary talks mechanism, which was established in 2003 to comprehensively address the dispute of the India-China border. The China-India special representative talks are the main channel for negotiations between the two countries on the boundary issue. It is also an important platform for communication between the two sides on issues of mutual interest. In August last year, China and India successfully held the 24th round of talks, during which the two sides had candid and in-depth exchanges of views on the boundary question and reached a number of common understandings. Sanyukta Yadav for World News.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will undertake an official visit to Canada and the United States beginning today. The Finance Ministry said the focus of the visit will be on strengthening bilateral economic and financial partnerships, deepening investment linkages and advancing cooperation on shared global economic priorities. We have a report.
During her visit to Toronto, Ms. Sitharaman will participate in the inaugural economic and financial dialogue with her Canadian counterpart, François-Philippe Champagne. Ms. Sitharaman will also participate in an investment roundtable with leading CEOs, presidents and senior representatives. In another business roundtable, the finance minister will engage with senior business leaders on opportunities for Canada-India cooperation, long-term investment and growth of the financial sector. Ms. Sitharaman will also hold one-to-one meetings with CEOs and senior leaders leadership of companies based in Canada. She will hold interactions with the Indian diaspora in Toronto during the second leg of her visit to the United States. Ms. Sitaraman will travel to Chicago, Asheville and New York. In Chicago, the finance minister will participate in a roundtable conference with prominent investors and engage with leading CEOs, presidents and senior representatives of the private sector. Bilateral one-to-one meetings with CEOs and senior leadership of select companies in Chicago will also be held. Ms. Sitaraman will also visit the Polsky Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the University of Chicago, where she will exchange perspectives on entrepreneurship, innovation, technology commercialization. The finance minister will also interact with members of the Indian community in Chicago during her visit. In Asheville, Ms. Sitaraman will lead the Indian delegation at the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting under the United States presidency of the G20. In New York, Ms. Sitaraman will participate in an investor roundtable with CEOs and senior representatives of leading New York-based companies. During her visit to New York, NASDAQ, a pioneering global electronic marketplace and one of the world's leading technology-driven financial market platforms, will host Ms. Sitaraman in the bell-ringing ceremony. Shagun Chopra for World News.
This is Akashvani and you are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The Unified Payments Interface UPI has completed 10 years of transforming digital payments and has emerged as a backbone of India's digital payments ecosystem. The UPI, which was launched on the 25th of August 2016, has surged almost 13,000-fold in transaction volume. We have more from a correspondent.
The Finance Ministry said that the annual transaction volume expanded from just 1.78 crore transactions in 2016-17 to over 24,162 crore transactions in 2025-26. The transaction value also rose sharply from 7,000 crore to nearly 314 lakh crore during the same period. The Ministry said that UPI has also emerged as a global platform for cross-border digital payments and is currently operational in 11 countries. These are United Arab Emirates, France, Bhutan, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Singapore, Mauritius, Qatar, Cambodia, Greece and Maldives. UPI has emerged as one of the most successful pillars of India's digital public infrastructure, providing an interoperable real-time payment platform. Vishal Kumar, Akashvani, New Delhi.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said new sanctions aim to block all potential sources of revenue for Iran, warning countries to cut economic ties with Tehran or face retaliation. Speaking at a news conference, the U.S. Secretary said it is no longer acceptable to operate in the gray spaces of the conflict. He did not name any countries that could face potential secondary sanctions. Bessent said let there be no ambiguity as to the position of the United States. He added that any economic engagement of any kind with this murderous regime will expose those responsible to the full reach of American power. India has condemned the attack on peacekeepers deployed with the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, in which Ethiopian security personnel were killed and several others were injured. In a social media post, India's permanent mission to the UN in New York said, "Pay tribute to the fallen Ethiopian Blue Helmet and wish an early recovery to the injured peacekeepers." Blue helmets are the military personnel of the UN forces. In men's cricket, centuries by Dhruv Jurel and Devdutt Padikkal powered India to a hefty 503 for 9 declared in the first innings against host Sri Lanka on a rain-disrupted second day of the second and final test in Colombo yesterday. Earlier, Dhruv Jurel produced a flawless display of risk-free batting to score unbeaten 115. Devdutt Padikkal had provided the foundation with a commanding 117 yesterday. With the series already tilted 1-0 in India's favour, the visitors have strengthened the position with a commanding total. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon young diplomats to build strong grassroots-level engagement in the countries of posting and deepen India's connection with local communities. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval to hold special representative talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on India-China boundary issue in Beijing today. UPI completes 10 years of digital payments revolution, clocks nearly 13,000-fold rise in transaction volume. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to be on an official visit to Canada and United States beginning today. And in men's cricket, centuries by Dhruv Jurel and Devdutt Padikkal give India command over Sri Lanka in the second and final test in Colombo. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.